Satan keeps a catalog of all the inhabitants of hell. And like a Southern Baptist church, the more the numbers grow, the happier he becomes, and hell fills by the hour. The world population stands at this moment at 7.7 billion people, and people are dying all over the world all the time. Pandemics are sending them closer to the grave. Life is short. Eternity is forever. It's been estimated, friends, that 87 people die every minute outside of Christ. Do the math, and that comes to over 5,000 people an hour who enter hell in one day's time. 120,000 more souls bust hell wide open. Let a week go by, and another 840,000 people are crammed into outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping speaks of sorrow and deep grief. Gnashing of teeth signifies a great anger and regret. The miseries of hell are multiplied torments. Think about these incredible numbers, friend. A tortured soul in hell has to listen to the wailing of almost a million new additions every week. The combined noise in hell from all the shrieks and cries is deafening. Hell's roll call goes on and on with new names all the time as they are called off by hordes of demons. As a Christian, you are greeted in heaven by Jesus when you die. Don't you think Satan drools over every single victim that is his? Hell's roll call sounds forth with new additions continuously. In a month's time, 3.3 million people die outside of Christ's blood and make their bed in hell. Let a year go by, and that comes to over 40 million tortured souls who will fill hell with their names on Satan's catalog of the damned. Hell is a very crowded place. That's why it's referred to as a bottomless pit. There's always room for one more. Listen to those endless names being called out as hell's roll call sounds forth. Some names are famous names. They were Hollywood celebrities or business tycoons. While in life, they made a name for themselves in the world. Now their name is called out in hell as a new inhabitant for all eternity. Hell burns forever with the fuel of a provoked God against sin. In Malachi 4:1, we read, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." Think of it, friend, how horrible the miseries of hell must be. The darkness, the heat, the smoke, the multiplied cries of the damned. How shocked a person is when they close their eyes in death in this world and open them in another region they are quite unprepared for. Isaiah describes their sudden terror. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Hell's roll call makes eternity shudder with an endless stream of new additions as they are crammed into that smoke and furnace of fire. They toss and turn one against the other as their case is hopeless and their doom is sealed. God's word declares their awful unrest. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God to the wicked. How about you, friend? Are you saved or lost? Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? Or will your name echo off the smoking caves as it sounds off by hell's roll call?